This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
This is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review. Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. With us today on the show is Holy Cross Father David Guffey of Family Theater Productions. Father David L. Guffey serves as National Director and Head of Production at Family Theater Productions in Hollywood, California, which was founded in 1947 and creates stories that unlock hearts to experiences of faith and family. Father Guffey is a Holy Cross priest and earned a Bachelor of Arts in American Studies from the University of Notre Dame, a Master of Divinity from Notre Dame, and a Master of Fine Arts in Film and Television Production from Loyola Marymount University in LA. Since 2005, he's lived in residence and assisted at St. Monica Parish in Santa Monica, California. He and I first met decades ago when Father Guffey headed up another Holy Cross ministry, Andre House of Hospitality in Phoenix, which serves those experiencing poverty and homelessness. So the Holy Cross Fathers have a lot of different kinds of ministries. Welcome to the show, Father Guffey.
Good to be with you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Well, Family Theater Productions has recently been part of producing teams for the films Native Ball, Legend of the Trailblazer, that was on PBS, Pray, the story of Father Patrick Peyton. You and I talked about that a few years ago when that came out. And The Dating Project. We want to talk today about some of those projects, but especially about one that premieres in November on PBS stations. It's called Playing Like a Girl, The House That Rob Built. Playing Like a Girl doesn't seem like a typical Catholic or faith-based movie. What's the movie about, and why did Family Theater make this film?
You know, both Popes Benedict and Francis have talked about the importance of sports in developing character, in building community, in building a sense of self, and in building virtue. And it's with that sense that we produced a couple of sports documentaries. They're not explicitly religious, but they go to core values, again, of building character, of developing friendship and community, and of building discipline and perseverance in the face of hardship. This particular story is a story of a man who got into coaching women's basketball at a time when that would have been considered a second-rate job. Women's basketball was just coming into its own, largely because of Title IX that came in the late 70s and early 80s. And so the coach's name is Robin Selvig or Rob Selvig. Coach Selvig got into coaching women, but he found that women had just as much to gain from sports as men did, and they needed the opportunity to develop their skills, to show leadership, to build community. And so he really put his all in it, and he spent his entire 30-something year career coaching women at the University of Montana in Missoula, and had a profound impact on the women that he coached, not just on the court. And his teams had great success on the court, became wildly popular, but also personally in the lives of the women that he coached. He was a mentor and a hero and just did everything you'd hope a coach would do. He accomplished the goals that Pope Francis and Pope Benedict laid out as hopes for what sports could accomplish.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the documentary was written, directed, and produced by a former University of Montana Lady Grizz basketball player, Megan Harrington. How did that personal connection of hers enhance the final film?
You know, with Megan's involvement, Megan Harrington is an incredibly talented filmmaker. She's on our staff now, but she's done a couple of films with us, got a couple of other projects in the works. But with Megan's connection with Coach Selvig and the Lady Grizz, that's the name of the basketball team, with the basketball team, she had access to so many things, including archives of the university, players, other coaches, and she was there for a significant part of the history. She put together a great team. John Sippity, who is the co-director on the project, again, really talented filmmaker, and she put together this great team that brought this film. And we're excited. It's going to PBS starting in November.
How did people such as Rob Selvig, the coach, have an impact on equity in college and pro sports between men and women? How did this small town college team make a difference?
Well, he really thought that women should be given a chance. And so for one thing that Coach Selvig did is he scouted widely. But not only did he scout in the cities, the feeder cities for the university, but he went to small towns. He went to the Native American Indian reservations. I don't know if you know this, but women's basketball is wildly popular on Indian reservations. But really, very few women had been given the opportunity to play on a Division I level. And so he recruited a couple of women. The first that woman that he recruited was Malia Kipp.
And she's featured in the film, yeah.
Yeah, featured in the film, but also a separate documentary called Native Ball Tra Legacy of Trailblazer, because Malia Kipp paved the way for at least half a dozen other young women to go from her same reservation to play for the Lady Grizz. And he did it not just for women in the Blackfeet reservation, but other reservations from other cities and from every corner and every corner of every city in Montana and the Northwest. And he put together these incredible teams.
Now you don't mention really at all get into the WNBA and what's going on with that, but we've seen a resurgence in attention for women's basketball this year, especially with college players such as Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese coming forward to play in the pros. And not that they weren't successful before, but there's been a huge influx of attention for the WNBA. Are people like Rob Selvig and the Lady Grizz, were they a part of that?
Absolutely. And I would say he was part of it in two ways. One is he really developed talent and he really found talented women and he helped coach them to be the best players they could be. And it was really exciting basketball. And that was really where the second came in. He convinced audiences, just come and watch one game. And by the end of his career, they were, first of all, they built a whole new field house because of the growth of their audiences, and they sold out every game for women's basketball in Montana. And so I think Rob was part of that group that both nurtured the talent but also convinced audiences and sports fans this was really exciting. They could play, and it was worth watching and worth the entertainment value and the sports value to be part of the audience of that.
How do team sports in general just help develop young children into good adults?
For one thing, if you play as part of a team, you really learn about the common good, that you're serving the game and not just serving your own career, your own style. You're committing to other players, and so having to work with others. You're having to be honest about your own talents, but also playing off the talents and encouraging the talents of others so that they can be their best. And I think too, through the film, it shows that athletes tend to spend so much time together. That not only on the court, but off the court, they have such opportunities of being supportive in each other's lives. There's one story that's touching of when one of the players lost her mother, and the whole and she when the funeral the day the funeral came, she walked into the church and the whole team was there, and that was just indicative to her of the kind of support she felt from the women that she played with. And those friendships are enduring. I did a panel at the University of Montana a couple of years ago with some of the women that had played with Rob. And still, 10, 20, 30 years later, those women clearly had an impact on their life during college, but it's endured into adulthood.
In Playing Like a Girl, the house that Rob built, we learn a lot about the impact a coach has on student athletes. Why is it important for coaches to be good role models and good guides?
I think it's important for them to be good role models because the players have to trust the coach and the trust that he knows what that he or she is can do. And I think the young people need adults in their lives who are adults and that who understand that their role is to bring out the best in the young person. And that takes a certain kind of selflessness and dedication that clearly Rob had. He was clearly committed, not just